We thank you that you will never leave us nor forsake us. And I ask, Lord, that you help us to experience your tangible love tonight. We're in a receiving position. We're in a rest position. And that's what you want. Holy Spirit, I ask that tonight that you come and minister to those who need comfort. Because you are our comforter. And Jesus, you are a healer. So I just pray right now that those that need healing, physically, mentally, emotionally, in their hearts, in their relationships, that they are open to receive healing right now in the name of Jesus. And Abba Father, I just pray that you show us what it's like up in the throne room. That because of Jesus, we have free access to go to heaven. And I pray that you show us that you welcome us into your presence. That we can come just even sit on your lap and call you daddy. And just have a daddy child talk with you. Because we have questions and we're looking for answers. Yes, we are. So, Lord, what do you want to say about your unconditional love? I love you just as you are. I accept you as is. I'm not asking you to do anything or perform for me to love you, because I am love, am I not? My perfect love casts out fear. You have no reason to be afraid that I will ever punish you. Do you know why? Because I punished Jesus on the cross just for you. Do you want to know what forgiveness looks like? Just ask me right now and I'll show it to you. Did you know forgiveness is a free gift? You didn't earn this one either, did you? I want you to see yourself forgiven by me. And then I want you to forgive yourself. Do you have regrets? Have you made mistakes? Have you done things that you know you shouldn't have done? Then just say, I forgive myself of, and then forgive yourself. Go ahead. And if you're not sure what to forgive yourself of, just ask me. I'll reveal it to you. I forgive you because I love you. And so since you're forgiving yourself, it's because you love yourself as well. Now ask me for one person that I want you to forgive right now. Go ahead. Now ask me what I want you to forgive that person of, and then go forgive them. Go ahead. Remember, I have forgiven you, and I've forgiven that person too because of the blood of Jesus, haven't I? And I said that you can do all things through Christ who strengthens you. So that means you can forgive this person. I know what they did wasn't right. They should have never done that. But you are going to set yourself free right now and set them free right now by forgiving them. And when you need my help, just ask. I'll show you. There's more healing coming the more that you forgive. And remember, you're forgiving that person because you love them. Did my word say to love your neighbor as you love yourself? And to love one another as I love them? Didn't say you had to like them. I didn't say you had to agree with what they've done. But I did say to love them. And one way to do that is by forgiving them and letting them off the hook. And you will feel a relief and a release when you do this. And yes, I am ministering to your heart right now. So continue to receive my love I have for you. I know this is a stretch for some of you, but I am helping you. I just simply want you to trust me. Yes, I know there's pain, and I know there's hurt. I feel it. I feel what you feel. And I'm just simply asking you to release that pain. Release the hurt right now. By giving me access to it. And yes, it is coming to the surface. But once you let it go, it's gone forever. So continue to rest in my presence right now this evening. Continue to be aware of me because you've been listening to me. I've been revealing things to you, haven't I? So continue to give me your focus and your attention and just be aware of my sweet presence here. Because when you do, you want to linger a little longer. So, Father, we just thank you for the free gift of your love and forgiveness. We thank you for your word, your truth that sets and makes us free. And Jesus, I thank you for the healing that you've been doing right now in people's hearts. Holy Spirit, thank you for comforting them. You know how they feel. And Jesus, I thank you that every time you were moved with compassion, you did something for that person. So I thank you that you have been moving with compassion right now, and that you are doing something for each one. Lord, we just choose to hearken and heed your voice right now. We're listening to our hearts what you're saying. And we're so thankful, Jesus, for the sacrifice on the cross. You were punished so we don't have to be punished. And so we're free. And whom the Son set free is free indeed.